share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A woman choosing to live like a displaced person is often seen at a small garden in a residential area in Payabemben, Kelantan, for the past few months now. With her, she would have two basins of clothes and some personal items. 45-year-old Masuri Ida Samsudin is believed to be suffering from depression and is using the open space as her shelter. While it may appear that she has no one, her 18-year-old daughter, Umi Saifia, would visit her every day. Based on a report by Harian Metro, Umi shared that her mother had been separated from her father for a long time and that factored into the woman experiencing depression. My mother previously worked as a clerk at a school but stopped due to health problems, and she still has family in Pasir Mas. My mother's family once took her to live with them, but she refused and forced them to send her back to Kota Baru, and she lives without a home and is all over the place. Before this, my mother lived at her adoptive brother's house nearby, but during the day she would be within the compound of the house and will only go inside at night, without anyone knowing why she was like that, she said. It is understood that over the past months, the auntie would also take shelter near a school and would clean herself at the nearby mosque before sleeping at the school's bus stop. The daughter additionally shared that her mother had taken medication but has so far shown no results, leaving her family wondering what to do for her. Umi said that she lives with her father, who is now sick, and would walk almost a kilometer to visit her mother every day. Scared for her mother's situation, she can only pray that nothing happens to her. Mother is dependent on medicine, but she stopped a long time ago. Her condition is still under control, it's just fierce at times, but she still knows me. If I don't come to see her for a day, she will ask, because it has been my daily routine since a long time ago to visit her. I am worries about my mother's condition, especially when it's nighttime, and I hope that someone can come forward to help by taking her to any shelter, she added. Considering Malaysia isn't exactly the safest place for those on their own at night, we too hope that help comes sooner rather than later. Stay tuned for more updates. Also read. Sporian brother reunited with Majin sister after over 50 years of separation. Source. Harian Metro. Source. Harian Metro. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.